Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 26, for such a high priest became us who is holy. This is where I left off last week. He is holy. The word holy means he's free from sin. He's sinless. There was no priest like Jesus. We're going to find out later as we read a little bit farther that priests, before they could make sacrifices for others in the Old Testament, remember, they had to make a sacrifice for themselves. before they could make the sacrifices for the people, they had to make a sacrifice for themselves because they were sinners, not Jesus. You'll never find where Jesus made a sacrifice for himself. Now, he did sacrifice himself on the cross of Calvary, but he did not have to make a sacrifice for himself for his sins, unlike all the other priests ahead of him, because the Bible says he's holy. He was without sin. And then he goes a little far. He was harmless. The word harmless talks about he was blameless, free from malice. You know, he did no wrong to anybody. Jesus Christ did no wrong to anyone, even Pilate. Remember that? On trial and that before he was crucified, he's standing before Pilate. And Pilate told the people, I find no fault with this. He's blameless. So he's holy. He's harmless. Undefiled. The word undefiled means unsoiled, free from moral impurity, and he was unstained. How could that be? Because he was God, very God. Jesus Christ, he was undefiled. And then we see that he was separate from sinners. Now, a lot of people will take that phrase, separate from sinners, and run with it and just take it completely out of context. What it means, separate from sinners, is that while Jesus was ministering here on earth, he was a friend of the publicans and sinners. Remember that? He would meet with them. However, it did not defile his conduct or his character. What it means, he was separate from sinners. He would reach out to them, but he would not become one of them. I'm going to read this morning from 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, they become part of the world system. Jesus loved sinners, but he did not become a sinner. That's what it means, separate from sinners, okay? Then it goes a little farther. Man, there's so much here. And made higher than the heavens. How much higher can you get than the heavens? Anybody ever been to heaven? Don't raise your hand. A lot of people wrote books. You know, even movies made how they died and went to heaven and come back. Don't believe a word of that. There are so many people by fool. The Apostle Paul, he went to heaven, remember? He was stoned at Lystra, and he said, I went to the third heaven. But when he came back, the Apostle Paul said, it's not lawful for me to utter, U-T-T-E-R, to speak of the things that I saw in heaven. That's why we read in the book of Corinthians that Paul was oppressed, that a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him. Remember we read that? And he asked the Lord three times, would you take this away from me? And the Lord said, my strength is sufficient for thee. The reason he allowed a messenger of Satan, by the way, the thorn in the flesh, people said, I'm so glad about Valerie was telling me this week, and she won't mind me sharing. She just, this past week, I'm not lifting you up, but more people need to do this. For a whole week, she unplugged everything but her refrigerator. I'm talking about she didn't watch TV, no internet, no nothing. You know, all she did this past week was read the Word of God. And she was sharing me some things and some things she was learning and all. Well, would to God that we would do some of that. When people talk about this thorn in the flesh, and I shared with her about that, Matt, and I don't understand this, and I took her to the very next verse and said, well, this verse explains verse number 16. Remember what this was talking about, okay? I'll share it with you about John the Baptist in Luke chapter number 3. So about there's one that shall come after me. Am I going too fast for y'all? Man, I tell you, I'm so happy today. I got so much going on here. My ADD is coming out, okay? All right. That John the Baptist out there saying, there's somebody who's coming after me, Jesus, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to tie, latch it. They're saying, he said, he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. And a lot of people quit reading and they talk about today, Holy Ghost baptism and Holy Ghost fire baptism. And I told Valerie, I said, you don't want this kind of fire. Okay. Do y'all have any idea what I'm talking about? This is yes, this is no. Okay, because the next verse explains what that fire is. It's the fire of judgment. He's going to bring the wheat into the garner. That's the good ones, the saved ones. But the chaff, he's going to burn with unquenchable fire. That's the judgment of God on people's lives. So when you read, you got to get it all in context. Just don't take one verse. What does it mean? We'll read the rest of it. Well, same thing applies to the thing about Paul. There was with me a thorn in the flesh, and people scratch their head. What's the thorn in the flesh? The very next verse tells you what the thorn in the flesh was. A messenger of Satan to buffet me. In other words, because Paul went into the third heavens, God allowed, now please be careful what I'm about to say, and don't take it wrong. God allowed messenger Satan, Paul used the word buffet. The word buffet means to beat up on, okay? He was not possessed. Believers cannot be possessed by demons. They can be oppressed, but not possessed. Now, I know a lot of believers who act like the devil, but they're not possessed. Or if that's a whole different story. All right. So, again, you got that context for a messenger Satan. There was to buffet him. Because he had went to the third heavens, he had saw all those things, and to keep him from sharing what he had saw, he said, it's not lawful for me to utter those things. And I said all that to say this. When you hear about kids or men who, some ladies who die and they go into heaven and they come back and they write books and movies and all these things, if God would not allow the Apostle Paul to share what he saw in heaven, what makes you think he'd let somebody else share some of the things? By the way, you can't believe everything you hear about in Hollywood. I know. Here's the only thing you got to believe right here. The Word of God is 100, if it's possible, and 10% pure. And I got this. We have some visitors here, and I got a lot of people will tell you that this is not the perfect Word of God, that it has some mistakes in it. I'm telling you, there are no mistakes in my Bible. I have a King James Bible. I'm not picking on anybody else's. But if you don't have a King James Bible, you don't have a pure Word of God. You don't have a completed Word of God. People use the NIV. You know what the NIV means, a non-inspired version? There are over 100 verses that are omitted out of the NIV that are in the King James. So you don't even have a completed Bible. I'm not even talking about the translations and that, where it come from and all. That's for these scholars. But I know this Bible is good enough for me. Some of you old folk, I know Messiah knows this commercial. Remember the old commercial about Ivory soap? It's so pure it floats. Y'all remember that, the Ivory soap? And they would say, some of you young people have no idea what I'm talking about. But I, as a kid, we watched commercials. They were good commercials back then, you know. Yum, yum, bumblebee tuna. I love bumblebee. Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. Man, those are good commercials. They don't have things like that nowadays. Well, the thing about Ivory soap, it's 99.44% pure. It's so pure it floats. Y'all remember that commercial? Well, the Bible is not 99.44% pure. It's 100% pure. Psalm 1, every word is pure. Every word. What we have here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.